I'm lucky. I had a rough childhood filled with loss, and years of self-doubt, self-medication, and addiction followed. But when I look back on those years, the first thing I tell myself is that yes, I was really lucky, because I am lucky. Every experience, tough or tender, ultimately helped me find my purpose. People who look at me now can hardly believe that I inhaled meth on and off, sometimes every week, for years, that I drank way too much, and that I hid all this from the students I exhorted to be the best you can be every day. Did I listen to my own advice? Not for a long, long time. So no, I wasn't lucky being an addict, but I was finally fortunate that I met someone who became my wingman and got me, unknowingly at first, through to my sobriety. There's no way I could have done it on my own. That's the good part of the story. But first, let's go back nearly 5 decades to where my life started. A little bit about the real SG story. When I was born in 1968, I came out of the womb practically swinging a tennis racket. A natural-born athlete, I was a happy little girl who just wanted to play, 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 and who never stopped moving until I fell into bed at night, in, not surprisingly, child's pose on my knees. I've always been toned and fit and never had any problems with my weight. Unlike my beautiful mom. My parents divorced when I was only 3, and the split was incredibly difficult for her. She worked full-time while also taking care of me. She struggled with a lot. One issue in particular was her weight. She jumped from one diet to another because nothing ever worked. This made me aware from an early age how excruciating these weight problems were for her and for many of her friends, and how difficult it was to find the motivation to keep trying to lose weight. I was also aware that people were constantly making fun of her, sometimes directly, and other times behind her back, which caused my mom and me both to be filled with shame and hurt. My mom was so self-conscious about her weight that the only time she would go swimming, which she loved, was at night when there were only a few people in the pool in our apartment complex. I vividly remember watching her enter the water, surrounded by the inky darkness and the blue-lit silence of the empty pool, and seeing a smile light up her face as she let the water caress her sore legs. My heart ached for her. The only benefit of experiencing her pain, however, is the knowledge it gave me for helping my students who are also struggling with weight loss. I have such deep compassion for plus-size people because I was raised by one. I will always call my mom my hero for never letting her weight affect who she was toward me. She was a very sweet and compassionate mother, full of unconditional love for her unique daughter. And for that, I also feel lucky. She taught me the art of mush, how to be a softie. When I was 8 years old, my mom nearly died in a car crash in San Jose, California, where we were living at the time. And she ended up in the same hospital where, as it happens, my grandfather was being treated for lung cancer. My father, who was by then happily remarried and busy raising his new family, only saw me every other weekend, which was what their divorce settlement decreed. So I moved in for a short time with the Harveys, my best friend's family. They were a close-knit and devout Mormon family of 8, and some of the most amazing people I can remember from my childhood. They knew I had already been baptized into their faith the year before. That had taken place thanks to one of my friends, Dion, the son of my grandmother's neighbors, up in the mountains of Calaveras County in Northern California. I would ride my dirt bike over to Dion's house, dodging the rattlesnakes on the trails, and hang out there all day. His family was devoutly Mormon, and one Saturday when I rode over there, they told me they wanted to take me to be baptized at Lake Mont Pines. I had no idea what a baptism was, so I asked Dion what it meant, and he said you had to open your heart to God. And I thought, okay, my heart is open. Don't be scared, he added, because they make you walk into the lake waist deep, but with your clothes still on. I didn't understand why he was telling me not to be scared, because getting dunked sounded like a whole lot of fun. On baptism day, we walked in a line, waist deep, into the lake, as Dion said we would. The water was warm from the summer heat. While we stood there, we heard a short sermon from the Mormon church member who was officiating, and then he asked me to give my life to Jesus. He laid me back, and I got dunked in the water, and that was it. I was baptized. The entire experience was pleasant and peaceful. The only hope I had was that when I was dunked under the water, I could come up and be a different girl. I was different, in fact. I became a lot calmer. I felt like the Mormons had my back, that someone was going to save me if I died, and it was one less thing to have to think about.